I'm Buck. I like to drive a big truck. I like to drive a big truck with big old knobby tires. And when I'm driving around town in my big truck with my big old knobby tires, I like to listen to WHFR radio. I like it because it's different. I like its non-commercial block variety format. You see, some days I may wake up and want to put on my cowboy hat. And some days I might wake up and want to put on a tutu. Well, what I'm trying to say is, some days I might feel like a little rockabilly, or maybe a Broadway musical, or maybe just even a good old-fashioned local news show. WHFR, it's got them all. It's got a ton of choices. It's got more faces than a senior class picture. Take it from me, Buck with a truck. Check out the big old selections you can get with the station making waves on the web at WHFR.FM and on the dial 89.3 FM WHFR Dearborn.
Hey boy, this is Nikki Corvette and you're listening to WHFR Dearborn, the station making waves.
Oh, let's go!
All right, it's the time that everybody is waiting for. This is live from Studio J, and I'm not Scott Boatwright. I am Mrs. Robinson, and these guys are Mom Barley.
Full of things I want to get from my baby. I know not because she asked, because I wanted to. I wanted to see her smile, see from a mile away, because you know that's what makes me happy.
Darling, darling, I want you.
Barley.
Hi, Mom Barley.
Hello, hello.
So nice to have you here in the studio. I am not Scott Boatwright. I am Mrs. Robinson. And you guys are just coming off of a new record release, correct?
Indeed we are.
Yeah, we just had our record release this past Friday at the L Club with George Morris and the Gypsy Chorus and our buddies the Freddie Main from L.A. and also some local buddies and the Bartabies from Wyandotte.
And what's the name of your new album?
The new it's an EP, 6 songs. It's called Into the Dark. And you can find it at, you can find more info on that at our Facebook, or we're on Bandcamp, and soon to be Spotify, iTunes, all that other good stuff.
And all they have to do is type in Mom Barley, 2 words, and they should be good to go, especially on Facebook, because that's how I found you guys.
Correct. Right, yes.
Yeah. It was very easy.
Oh, you just Google search it, should pop up something. Sometimes it pops up like some kind of soup.
Well, sometimes it pops up Bob Marley, but you know.
That too.
Well, you know, I mean, they try to correct you, autocorrect.
Yeah. And you can get some good barley soup recipes, I'm sure.
Yum.
Was it cream of barley?
I don't know. It's like mother's barley.
All right. Well, first, I guess we should probably, you know who's who in Mom Barley. So why don't we introduce ourselves?
All right, my name is Matt Mathis. I am singer, guitar player. Over here we have Sean Cecil on the bass, also vocals. We have Jeto Yunchai, lead guitar and other worldly noises sometimes.
My new stage name is Jack Rabbit.
Jack Rabbit. And then we have Stephen St. James behind the drums.
Grooving.
And it seems like you already have almost like rock and roll names. I love it. I love it.
I'll take it.
All right. So the first 2 songs that we heard, we just heard Moving On, yes?
Moving On was the second song we just finished with. The first one we opened with was off the new EP called Why Don't Ya?
Awesome. All right. And Moving On, was that on any other recording?
Yeah, it was on our past full length, our first record that we put out called Proverbial Thorn, which you can find on Spotify or Bandcamp.
All right. Okay. So, all right. So we got that out of the way. Oh, you know what? I'll have more to gab with you about in a moment, but do you want to play some more music?
Yeah. This next one's called Foran. It's also off the first record of Proverbial Thorn.
Okay.
And we'll just go right into it.
All right.
That's cool.
All right. That's awesome.
All right.
For Anne.
Here I am, as healthy as can be.
Thank you.
For Anne. Now that one sounds like it has a major story behind that one.
Indeed, actually, my father's aunt Anne, she passed away a couple years ago, and at the time, Mom Barley was a three-piece with just Steve, Sean, and I. And I had had, or we had had, this song kind of figured out as far as musical structure and whatnot. And I didn't have any lyrics in. And with her kind of coming up to her passing, I just felt necessary to write something for her, maybe kind of even from her standpoint, growing up and where she was. And so it means a lot to me, for sure.
Well, it sounds, well, it's a great song. So loved it. So thanks for playing that today. But yeah, it just... You've got all these images when you listen to the lyrics and everything, so it's fantastic.
Yeah, I think that's one thing that I try to do as a lyricist. I actually tend to take a lot of time to write lyrics, just because I don't want to just say anything. I would prefer to have a story, something that paints a picture for me, and also for people listening, kind of gather their own images and put the story together, you know, as the song goes on.
Well, and this one definitely took you on a journey, for sure.
Awesome. Thank you. I appreciate that.
You're very welcome. So, can I ask you, Mom Barley, how'd you get the name? What's the significance of the name?
I don't know if we're allowed to talk about that on college radio.
Oh! okay. No. I feel dense now, if that's what I think it is. Okay.
We can take it. Steve and I actually, before this was an official project, Steve and I were sitting together... him and Sean had a loft in Capitol Park in Detroit, and Steve and I were together one day just kind of hanging out, and we were kind of going over, just spitting out different band names, maybe something that would catch. And at one point in time, Mom Barley rolled off Steve's tongue, and I just thought, that's it. It sounds great. It's catchy. It works. And so...
Yeah, it's not to be confused with any kind of play on words with, like, Bob Marley or anything
right.
like that, which... Obviously, we get a lot.
Well, yeah, it's kind of understandable. But...
Yeah, it was more of like we didn't think of it like that. It was just kind of, you know, Mom Barley.
It just happened.
And then, like, the first person said it at one of our shows. They're like, what are you guys, like a Bob Marley cover band? It's like, oh, crap, people are going to think about that. And that's what they're going to think. We got her name.
Well, the first thing that what I saw when Scott said, oh, yeah, we've got Mom Barley today. First thing I saw was, oh, we're going to have an old blues lady come on. and then what I saw, you know, saw what was going on, like, oh, okay, so totally not that. All right. And once I started doing my due diligence, I'm like, oh, okay. So it's not going to be a... older blues lady today.
Sometimes I wish I was an older blues lady.
Yeah, I was gonna say we can pretend to be that if you want us to.
Yeah,
booze.
Okay.
Older.
Hello, my name is Mother Barley. Here we go.
Older booze lady.
Yeah, this next one we're going to play is actually was a title track off our new album that was kind of like a single for a minute there before we released it. So that's next.
All right, Into the Dark.
Switch guitars here real quick. I can run by you. We have a show coming up at the Ghostlight Bar, which I believe is across the street from Planet Ant Hall, with our buddies in the Barnabys on April 14th. It's kind of a last minute thing here we just got within the past couple days. So that's our next one.
All right.
And then we also have another show coming up after that at the Blind Pig May 14th with the Evening in Red, which are the friendly guys that kind of referred us to you. I think they played here in March or something like that.
Alan, did they play here in March?
Which one?
So in
Evening in Red.
Evening in Red.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. I had to confer since I'm not Scott. I'm Mrs. Robinson, but that's okay.
I assure you.
They were here. They were here. So glad, you know, I'm glad that that you guys got hip to us because, well.
Yeah, we actually.
I'm loving this.
Yeah,
so.
We talked to Scott on, I messaged Scott on Monday, like this Monday. I was like, hey, I heard you guys do some live stuff in studio. That sounds like something that we'd like to do. He's like, hey, Thursday's open. I was like,
Yeah, we kind of all had to scramble like,
can you guys,
with our
like,
jobs
get off work early?
Switch around shifts or get cleared for the day. So.
Yeah, well, we were going to have band practice anyway.
All right.
So.
Well, fantastic. So, well, I'm loving it, and I'm sure the WHFR listeners are loving it as well. So are we ready for the next one?
Yeah, this next one's called Chase the Sun. Me and Matt are going to switch it up, and I'll be taking over lead vocals on this one. It's on the new EP, and you can listen to it on Bandcamp right now, and it'll be on Spotify soon as well.
All right. Here we go. Mom Barley.
Thank you.
you so much.
You're very welcome. That was the new album, the new EP that was Chase the Sun.
Correct. This next one is one we actually just wrote. It's not on anything. We played it for the first time on Friday, actually.
Ooh, so this is minty fresh.
Minty fresh. It's kind of like a psychedelic soul song.
Oh, nice. Oh, that sounds tasty.
Yeah, this one's called Pay the Thief. Once Jetto's ready here with his little guitar.
Make sure I got some sound.
All right. Well, you are listening to Live from Studio J on WHFR.FM. I'm Mrs. Robinson, and we are listening to the music of Mom Barley.
Or anything, forming glass and forging those blades, I'll take it away without the fight to stay. Paid the thieves and read our words. Oh my God, before they take a word.
That was new stuff from Mom Barley. That was Pay the Thief. And yeah, it was a nice psychedelic jam. Definitely you can groove to it.
Thank you.
Hopefully when you play it at live shows, ladies will love it.
Hopefully.
Well, we're all taken.
It doesn't really
matter
to me, I guess. But still, it's nice when people like it.
And we all do love our ladies, too.
But does it take you back to the 60s or the 70s? I think it might be more 70s. I don't know.
Yeah. I could see a total 70s tip there.
Got to break out my bell bottoms.
Yeah, I don't know if it really definitely takes me back to the 70s because I wasn't around, but it brings me to 2017.
Does it bring you back to the 70s, Jetto?
I was around in the 70s, yeah. I actually wore bell bottoms when I was a kid.
Wasn't that more of a disco thing?
It was 70s.
Well, actually, no, it was rock and roll. I mean,
all right,
it was Led Zeppelin, they all wore
bell bottoms. You're right.
But no, the disco thing was the big bell bottom blues, baby.
All right, so since we're kind of getting nostalgic and everything, a couple of things I want to ask. So early on, you said that Mom Barley started as a three-piece, but let's get into a little bit, just to know a little bit of the background. When did you guys start, and then when did you evolve into the four-piece?
Well, before Mom Barley was a thing, Sean, Steve, and myself were part of a band called Native Signal. Sean was actually the main songwriter and singer. And I think we did like a good year and a half.
It was kind of like an alternative country thing.
And just kind of towards the end of it, I think just things weren't necessarily working out the way that we were hoping for. And I had a slew of songs, or at least ideas for songs that I had been working on that I thought, you know, why not present to the table? And at that point, Sean picked up the bass for like the first time. He was never a bass player, so
I played guitar, so I guess it translates pretty easily enough.
So he picked it up and did a great job naturally. And then the three of us started jamming. I think we started off with six songs that we recorded in Ipsy with our buddy Kirk Scarborough. And from then we went maybe a few months, played some shows. And we're fortunate enough to come across Jetto. Steve and Jetto were in a little side band together, and he tried out for the band, and everything seemed to work. And I mean, here we are almost 2 years later. Yeah,
he obviously made it way better.
Yeah, he brought the rock.
Thank you.
Well, and it seems like there is a lot of influence or a variety of sounds that you can hear, you know, in each of the songs. So can you maybe talk a little bit about your influences or at least something that, you know, might be left field that you wouldn't even think of?
What'd you have in mind when you're writing the songs, Matt?
I mean, some of my biggest influences musically are take it back to Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young or Neil by himself. I mean, all the way up to recent bands like My Morning Jacket, yeah. Wilco, even Ryan Adams. I mean, those are all big for me. And not that I necessarily, when I write songs, I don't think to myself, oh, I want to sound like these guys. But obviously, their influence kind of goes through me, and then what comes out. So, I mean, those are some of my biggest influences. If you can hear that.
Any others or?
Jetto, what did you say? One of your influences was the Eagles.
Yeah, actually, early on, the Eagles were a big influence for playing rock. I mean, I played a lot of music. I'm older than these guys. I've been in a lot of bands. I was in a punk band and a prog band and a world music band. I'm a multi-instrumentalist musician, guitar player. But yeah, I mean, a lot of the standard influences. Some of the commercial rock in the 80s or 70s, even Foreigner, for example, or Aerosmith, bands like that. I mean, the obvious Led Zeppelin and Stones, but for me, when I'm playing guitar, the song ideas come up at practice, and like the feeling of the song brings up whatever sound I want to make, and I tend to use effects I call colorizing the sound and trying to make it interesting, you know.
And what about you, Steve?
I mean, all my influences are basically from Jetto's era, you know, King Crimson and people like that, Frank Zappa, all that stuff. It's not really our style per se, but there's a lot of influences there that seep into the songs that I feel are really beneficial.
And me and Matt got a lot of similar music tastes, so kind of goes well with the songwriting.
Sean gets a lot of his bass ideas. He listens to a lot of the Goo Goo Dolls, so.
Yeah, lots of Goo Goo Dolls. And when Robbie sings, not when... what's the lead singer's name?
You should know. You love him.
I mean, who didn't listen to the Goo Goo Dolls back in the day? They're on the radio all the time.
Yeah.
So, Johnny Resnick. It just came into my head.
I'm sure it just came into Resnick.
Uh-huh. And listen, the Goo Goo Dolls thing, that was just a joke, I swear.
Little truth in there.
I like some of their songs.
I actually I saw the Goo Goo Dolls on a golf course like 5 years ago with
Taylor
a couple
Hills
of my buddies. It was
like
great.
That, yeah.
Wow. Ooh.
That was after what he was his voice went to crap, right?
Yeah, his voice went straight to the crapper.
All right. So I think
on that note, let's just get out of this.
Yeah, it's time to get back into the music. This is live from Studio J at WHFR. This is Mom Barley, and we've got another new one called Days, correct?
This is also on the EP, yep.
All right.
When I was rotting in the shades of darkness, there are days when I'm happy not to be crying. There are days. Floor, it looks like the ceiling. There are times when I'm standing, I know I should be kneeling. There are times when the roads, they look like the ocean.
So much.
You are welcome. That was Mom Barley and Days right here on WHFR.FM, live from Studio J.
Yeah, we got a lot of guitar switching going on. We probably didn't set the set list up right.
Oh, that's okay. That's all right. So, let's see. What else can we briefly chat about? So you have a Facebook, you have a Bandcamp. Soon your music will be available on Spotify. You have a show this weekend?
Nope. I believe it's next.
Okay.
April 14th.
Yeah, next Friday.
Okay.
At Ghostlight Bar.
Okay.
Which will actually, for anybody listening that wants to come out, it will also be a celebration show for my big 30th birthday.
Woo!
Ooh, you're so old.
I'm so old.
Yeah. Well, welcome to the club.
Yep. Age ain't nothing but a number.
That's right. That's totally right.
It is.
Is that a Bob Seger song?
It's an Aaliyah song, another Detroit-born.
Ooh, I love Aaliyah.
Yeah. What does she sing, Matt?
She did the one with Monica.
I said, "Badee, right? I said, Manu,
no.
I said, Badee."
No,
you're thinking of Randy.
Oh, I am thinking of Randy. Oh, well, I love Aaliyah too. She was great.
Somebody, tell me about somebody.
All right.
People want to hear that, right?
Totally.
This
is from someone who, during my regular show, I will, break into song
that
for no reason.
Is mine.
So sorry that I did it.
That boy. All right.
You could probably do a Bee Gees cover with that kind of singing.
Yeah.
With the girl voice? yeah, this next one is Hands in My Pockets. It's also off the new EP. We're getting them all in there.
EP.
Once Matt's done tuning. Sorry, we don't have too many stories offhand.
It's
we're,
okay.
We're live. It's nerve-wracking.
You're doing great. So
live at 5.
You ready, brother?
5:43.
All right.
Okay.
Everything you said, it drove me. Everything.
Wow.
How'd you like that one?
I really liked that one.
Thank you.
That was good. That was good.
It's like our waltzy song.
Waltz
rock.
Have you ever gotten anyone saying that your vocals is a little bit like Ted Leo at all?
No, but I did have somebody tell me like a month or two ago that I sounded like Connor Oberst of Bright Eyes. I didn't see it personally, but no, I've never heard that. I'm not familiar.
You're not familiar with Ted Leo?
Well, I'm not.
Well, there is... I would have thought for sure that they would have been one of your influences based on a few of the
Someone
songs.
Said you sounded like the Meat Puppets, didn't they?
I don't know.
Yeah, actually, I've had a comment a couple times that there's... Meat Puppets. I actually heard a couple songs the other day. And
interesting.
It was actually... fairly accurate.
The last one I got was Frank Sinatra.
Oh yeah.
And I mean that is spot on.
That's life.
Yeah, that's totally spot on. Yeah, he's my birthday buddy. We're both December 12th babies.
That was my Adrian Belew influence right there.
Oh.
Squeaky guitar.
Ooh.
Adrian Belew's coming to town. Maybe we shouldn't promote his show, but one of my favorite guitar players of all time.
Well, and I have one of his albums basically because there's a rhino on it. So
Twang Bar King.
I won't go any further in that crazy obsession. But okay, because it's not about me. It's about you guys right now.
I think we got two more songs to squeeze in this last 11 minutes.
Yes, we do.
Let's do it. This next one's called The Day He Died. It's off Proverbial Thorn, the first full length.
All right. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Do it.
Are. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, I don't want to overpower the poor microphone with my clapping.
Does that golf clap bring you back to the Goo Goo Dolls show?
Yes, it does. Yeah.
All right. So the day he died, this was from your full length.
Correct.
And this sounds like another story-related song. Or not.
To be quite honest, it's completely fictional.
Oh.
When I initially wrote the words for this song, along with the guitar part on acoustic, I was living in Ypsilanti. I was sitting in my apartment looking out over a little lake, and I guess maybe that was an emotional day for me, and so I kind of thought to myself, like, how maybe I would feel, like, which is really weird, like if my dad were to pass away or something, and like, so emotions started like building up in me, and I just kind of wrote this song based off the idea of a hardworking dad who gets up early in the morning to go provide for his family, and the mom cooking his breakfast, and then him going to work and coming home from work one day, and unfortunately being part of an accident that ends up killing him.
You know what else that reminds me of that could have subconsciously influenced you was Paw off of Jacksonville City Nights, Ryan Adams.
Yeah.
He's got a song like that.
He does.
Gets a good tune.
Well, as soon as you started describing breakfast, all of a sudden, like,
yeah, we used to,
breakfast.
Before that was a name, we used to just call it the breakfast song.
And it's funny because when I talk about the breakfast, I wrote about it and described it the way I like my breakfast. I like my eggs over easy and rye toast and crispy bacon and biscuits and gravy on the side. Yep.
We got one more left for you. This is the last one. It's called Honey Bunny.
All right. But first, before we go, that's your Easter song, right? Or is it your Pulp Fiction song?
No, it's neither. It's neither. I did say something to him about the Pulp Fiction influence. He had no idea.
Not a clue.
He's not a big movie fan, so he wouldn't know.
Well, we can't quote anything about Honey Bunny.
And I don't even say the word bunny in the song either.
Oh, come on.
You don't?
No, I just say honey. But I can say Honey Bunny for this.
Nah, it's just do what
today.
You do, man.
No.
I don't know.
All right.
Oh, you say honey.
Ooh, honey. Okay. So, Mom Barley, final song on live from Studio J, WHFR Dearborn, Honey Bunny.
There you are,
honey.
With your lips red and your eyes, they were blue. There I was, looking kind of funny, honey. With my jaw to the floor and my eyes on you. Can you bring me into the light? We'll be right back.
great.
Thank you so much. We are Mom Barley.
Appreciate you guys listening.
Well, thank you so much for being part of Live from Studio J, Mom Barley, finishing off with Honey Bunny off of their latest release, Into the Dark, available. You know, you can find out more information on Facebook, on Bandcamp, and soon to be Spotify. Mom Barley, two words, easy to find. Google it. You can find it. And thanks for tuning in to Live from Studio J.
Thanks a lot for having us.
Thank you.
It was a pleasure.
So, Laura, your first name is Laura, right?
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Thanks
yes,
again.
You are very, very welcome. All right. And I guess we're going to get back into the music. But first, we're going to take care of some business. Again, thanks to Mom Barley for a fantastic set. And when we come back, we're going to start off with some slumber party. But right now, we're going to take care of this. You're listening to the station Making Waves, WHFR, Dearborn.
WHFR, Dearborn.
Green jobs are here to stay. Why not go green with a degree in alternative energy here at Henry Ford College? Students will acquire knowledge in advanced fuel sources and the practice of alternative energy in the world. For more information on the alternative energy program, please contact HFC's Technology Division by calling 313-317-9816 or by going to hfcc.edu/programs.
Technology moves at the speed of innovation, and today, that's lightning fast. So when you get your hands on the latest tech, don't forget to do the right thing with your old devices. Recycle them. The Consumer Electronics Association and its members are making recycling your old tech device as easy as purchasing new ones. Just go to greenergadgets.org, type in your zip code, and you'll instantly find the responsible recycling location closest to your home. You'll also find lots of tips to simplify your recycling, like asking the store where you buy your new TV if they'll haul away your old one. Television sets, video game consoles, smartphones, tablets, they're all recyclable. Don't let them clog up your local landfill. Just visit greenergadgets.org. You're sharp enough to get the latest tech tools into your home. Now be responsible enough to get your old devices to the recycler. That's greenergadgets.org.
Tune in Sunday nights to the 1 Plus 1 show hosted by me, Mrs. Robinson. I will expand your musical horizons with a wide variety of indie rock, space rock, garage rock, electronic music, and scores.